Do you feel your French has improved over 4 years?
Yeah, well, I don't feel like I did anything the first or second years.
You didn't do anything?
No, I don't feel like I got anything out of being at Salford. I mean, I probably did, but I don't feel as if... I feel in a way that I regressed since leaving sixth form. And then, yeah. And then going to... going abroad, that really helped a lot.
You were in an environment where you had to speak French all the time,
didn't
you?
Yeah, I was. Not so much at Clermont, because I was with Steve, and we talked English together quite a lot. Because we're both English.
Yes, no kidding.
And
I thought you'd be speaking Arabic all the time. Yeah.
And then when I was in Eguin, didn't have the opportunity. Oh, except with Carol, mm-hmm. But then we didn't see that much of each other.
So you really, but do you think you? Who did you mostly speak to? People your own age or people much older?
People much older. The owner of the campsite, and the ladies that we work with. Mm. Spoke with them.
But in Clermont you had the opportunity to be in contact
with
young people.
Yeah, young people that I spoke with. Except a few times, because I taught in a school.
Mm-hmm.
And then I sort of spoke with the other teachers there, and I spoke with older students, you know, who are not just students from the fac, mm-hmm. but older ones, you know, doing MAs and that mm-hmm. sort of thing. And so that was better. But I think in Clermont I did speak quite a lot of English, because I had quite a few mm-hmm. English friends.
But so you would think the level of French that you've reached now is due to your year abroad only, then? Or almost only?
Yeah.
Well, isn't it a bit sad, then?
Yeah.
You spent 2 years in Salford for nothing.
Yeah,
but what
yeah,
did you
I
do.
Do
for 2 years, though?
Well, I just don't feel like I got anything out of the actual course. I didn't enjoy it.
No.
And
did you feel like doing it when you started?
Yeah, I was quite enthusiastic about it, but then I got here and kind of realised that it wasn't what I wanted to do. And I was also having lots of other problems as well.
Mm.
So I kind of lost enthusiasm and didn't get anything out of it at all.
Were you doing Arabic because you wanted to?
Yeah, I was. But then the teaching was absolutely awful. And everything. So we just, I mean, it still is. I don't know how we're going to pass. Don't know how we're going to pass the degree, because it was just we're doing things now that we should have been doing in the second year.
Mm-hmm. So you're a bit disappointed with that?
Yeah, it's all a bit disappointing, really.
But the French, were you all well? Okay, you're being recorded, so it's not really to talk. But did you want to do French, or did you do French in order to be able to study Arabic as well?
No, I did French because I wanted to do it, because that's how been all right at it at school, and there wasn't anything else that I was particularly good at.
Yeah.
But I do really enjoy French, but just the things that we were doing, you know, the what was it? Politics project, and all the other things. You know, the only thing that I enjoyed doing was some kind of a cinema thing.
Uh-huh.
You know, I would have been better on some kind of more arts-based course than this.
Oh, well, literature, would you have enjoyed more literature?
Not really, because I don't enjoy dissecting books, or dissecting books even. But, just something a bit more interesting. I mean, some people probably find this really interesting, but I don't, so...
Okay, fine.
So well, that's it.
Would you consider yourself fluent in French now?
No.
No? What's missing? What's lacking?
Just I just think I need to spend more time there. It's just a knowledge of culture and just how to say simple things that come second nature in English, mm-hmm. but it's just
you still have to think about it in French.
Yeah.
Would you think while you were in France you had reached a level that you were happy with?
Yeah, I think if I'd I was really happy when I left, and I felt that I'd really achieved something. And if I'd spent another 3 months or something, mm-hmm. I would have.
Do you think there's a possibility of going back there?
Yeah, definitely. When I finish my degree, that's what I want to do.
What have you been looking for jobs or not yet?
No, I haven't. I've just been so sort of wrapped up in trying to get a decent degree, because the thought of leaving Salford without a decent degree would be really disappointing.
Mm-hmm. I have to catch up on the 2 years I didn't.
Yeah.
Didn't take part in much. Okay. Well, I hope you reach the level you're happy with again. I think it's all right now. And that's it. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.